Good evening to all of you. It's an honor for me to be here and to share the word of God with you. We're
going
to read from the Bible tonight. Now I
want
to first tell you what the Bible is. The Bible is not a book that is there to give you a lot of rules. So many times we think the Bible tells us what we must do. That's not what the Bible is about. The Bible is more than just rules. The idea of the Bible is so that you can discover who God is. So when you read the Bible, this was helping my brother. It's not getting cold, it's been cold long ago. Amen.
Yeah.
Right, so the Bible is there so that you can discover the very person of God. This Bible is not there to tell you, you must pray a lot, you must go to church and all those things. The Bible is not about condemning people. So many times we thought that the church is only for the holy people. And we think that if we want to go to church, then we must first leave all our sins, then we can go to church. That is a lie. That is not the truth of the gospel. If you must leave all your sins before you go to church, why is church there for? I've got a church in Cape Town. If people are sinners, they can come to that church. Because we love sinners. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because when they come there, we can tell them who God is. And that's what the Bible is about. It is so that you can know who God is. So whenever you read the Bible, whenever you go to any church or whatever you do concerning religion, if it condemns you, if it tells you you're not good enough, if it tells you that you are not holy, if it tells you that Jesus Christ is not enough to get you holy, that word is not of God. Because God's word reveals who God is. So that you can know who you are. Amen. This young boy here with the blue, just be quiet, please. Amen. Right. The word of God is there to reveal to you who God is. Do you know why? So that you can know who you are. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says in the beginning, in Genesis, that God made man in his image and in his likeness. So when God made you, when God made man, He made him equal to God. And you are a man. You are of mankind. You're a human being. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you are a human being today, I want to tell you that you are in the image of God. Maybe you do things wrong.
Let's forget about what we do right and what we do wrong. Let's discover who God is. So that we can know what God has done for us. So that we can live in who He has created us in Christ. In Christ Jesus. The old things passed away. That way of condemnation. That way of being afraid of God. That way of trying to do good things so that God can smile over me. That way of trying to pay for my own sins. That way of thinking God is far from us. That way is gone. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It has passed away. There's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no more condemnation for you. God has come close to you. That which separated you from God, which was sin, has been removed in Jesus Christ. So there's no separation between you and God. Even if you are the greatest sinner. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me read something about the character of God. We're going to read from John chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life."
Waza waniyela ngendodana yakhe ekuphele kwezwele yodwa ukuthi noma ngibani okholelwa kuyona angafi kodwa benokuphila ophakade.
Says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved."
Kuba uThixo akathumanga unyana wakhe emhlabeni ukuze aqalekise ihlabathi, kodwa uthume unyana wakhe emhlabeni ukuze ihlabathi lisindiswe.
God did not send His Son into this world to condemn you.
UThixo akathumanga unyana wakhe apha emhlabeni ukuthi azo
God's plan has never been to condemn people. His plan is to deliver you from condemnation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you feel condemned today. Do you know why you are not condemned? For God paid for your sin in Jesus Christ. He did more than that. You know, if you want to be blessed, you will find people tell you must live a very holy life. You must pay your tithes in church. You must pray every day. You must dress properly. Then you will be blessed. I've got good news for you. Everything that you always had to do to be blessed. There was a man 2,000 years ago. When he was born. He was born on your behalf. What that means. When Jesus was born. He was born in holiness, representing you. When the Bible says, when Jesus was born, the angels of heaven came into this earth, and they were shouting, they were singing, they were saying, peace on earth, and a good reputation for every man. You know, when you go to the police station, and you say, "I want to see your files." You will see the names of people there. If you draw that file and you open it up, you'll find all the mistakes that person has made in that file. Now, in the same way, all of man was guilty before God. But when Jesus Christ was born, God took that file. He took your file. With your name, the file of every person that has died already. Before Jesus came, and the files of all the people to be born. And He took the inside. inside.
Wathatha ngaphakathi.
And he ripped it out.
Why?
And he burned it in his judgment.
Why chisa ebuhlulelini bakhe?
So that file was empty.
Lo file leyo yaba empty.
Then he said, I'm going to rewrite their files.
What in ndizoqala phansi ngibhala ama file wabo.
I'm going to give them a second chance.
Sizobanikeza ichance yesibili.
And his plan in Jesus Christ.
Iplan yakhe ngo Jesu Christ
was before the foundation of the earth.
Kwayaba khona before umhlaba uyenziwa.
So that you could be holy in Christ.
Ukuze ube ngcwele ku Christ.
And not holy in your own works.
Hayi ube ngcwele ngemisebenzi yakho.
You don't stand before God.
Awungeke ume phambi kwaThixo.
Even if you are holy in your works, your holiness is not of yourself. It comes from God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Then Jesus Christ was born. When Jesus was born, God, the angels in heaven shouted, and they said, peace on earth. You know what peace means? The word peace means the following. You know, if you have a lot of debt, you know your neighbor came to you. They say, ah, do you have a 50 rand? You know, I need to buy some food for my kids. Then she gives you the
50 rand.
You are happy. You buy the food, huh? Then the next day you go to the other neighbor. Don't you have me 20?
I'll not 20 rand.
They give you 20 rand.
20 rand.
You buy. But you don't have a job. You say, no, at the end of the month I'm going to get my, you know, from my money. They say it's okay.
It's okay.
You go to the other neighbor. Because you are hungry. You make debt. 100 rand.
100 rand.
Now what is it? 170 altogether.
So we 170.
So the end of the month comes. You didn't find a job. Now when you walk in the street, you are smiling. But when you see the neighbor, then you dodge. You are walking.
We are humble.
Even there's a very expensive shop here. When you see the neighbor, you enter that shop. You go. Looking at the clothes that are very expensive. You will never enter that shop. But because of your guilt, you are doing things that you would never do before. And you are worried. You've got no peace. But then one day you find somebody. He says to you, why are you so worried? You say, you know, I can't live in peace. You know, my neighbor that lives next door to me, I owe them money. If they lived on the other side of town, maybe it was better. But now it's my neighbor. I don't have any money. I don't know what I can do. And this man has got compassion on you. And he goes and pays your debt for you. You know, when your debt is paid, you know that feeling. You feel. You feel I can breathe again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That feeling that you get
feeling
when your debt is paid, that is the Greek word for peace. When the angel said, peace on earth, what he was saying is, everybody of you now, you can have the feeling that your debts are paid in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We are not indebted to God. Jesus Christ paid our debts. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to pay for your sins through praying all night.
ngokukhuleka ubusuku bonke.
So many times we go to church.
Manje
nokuyekawe. The reason why we go there is because we try to pay for our sins.
Isizathu sokuthi siyalapha ngoba sizama ukubhatalela izono zethu.
You don't have to pay for your sins.
Awumele ubhatalele izono zakho.
It's been paid long ago.
Wabhatala kudala.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The angels also said something else. They said goodwill to every man. It means a good reputation for every person.
A reputation enhle kuwo wonke umuntu.
That means every good thing that Jesus ever did was written under your name. You know, if you go to school and you write
exams.
You know, when I was in school, I was a little bit lazy, man. I didn't like study. I loved playing. I know there's nobody here like that.
I was like that.
But I was like that.
God, and
then there was another girl there. She studied all day long. And you know what my desire was? If they could make a mistake and write her marks under my name, I would be very happy. She worked. I'm blessed. You know, they never made that. But you know what God did? He looked at man. He said, all these people, they are too lazy to study. They are too lazy to live holy. But I want to bless them. I want them to know how it feels if they can get 100%. So then he said, let me become a human being. And he did everything right. He lived holy. He prayed. He obeyed God. In the best way you can ever imagine. And he said, when I do it, you don't put my name there. I'm doing it on behalf of John. I do it on behalf of Peter. I do it on behalf of whatever your name is tonight. If your name is Mary, Jesus said to the Father, Father, what I do now, I don't do it for myself. When you see my good marks, you don't write it under my name. You write it under the name of Mary. Or under the name of Judas. Or under the name of Bertie. Or whatever your name is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus did a very good job. And he died for your sins. When he was resurrected, the Bible says because he was 100% perfect, the Holy Spirit raised him from the dead. And when he raised him, he still had a human body. That means he still represents us every day. So I want to declare unto you tonight, men and brethren, ladies and gentlemen, all your sins has been paid for in Jesus Christ. His blood has washed away all your sins. And you have been delivered from everything that the law of Moses finds you guilty on.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no other news. The news of you must do this, otherwise God's going to punish you, is no good news. The good news is it's not by your good works, but the works of God Himself has been assigned to your name, and you are a new man in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can tonight take this wonderful word of God and say these words, that is for me, Lord. It was not for nothing. That was for me, I believe it. I
want to
tell you, you are saved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can believe this good news. The Bible says Jesus Christ was given not to condemn the world, but to everyone that can believe that He is so good. He'll experience that salvation power that has already come 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, God must not still save people. 2,000 years ago, He's already saved you from the law. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And He's given us eternal life in Christ Jesus. And when we can take this wonderful promise of God, and He says, I promise you it is for you. If you can mix it with faith in your heart, I don't care who you are. If you believe that tonight, you say, my God, it was for me. I am not what people say I am. I am what the voice from heaven says. God says my sin has been paid. I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can grab a hold of that tonight, and you can say, I make use of what Christ has done for me, you will experience the power of God in your spirit today. There's nothing to be added to what Jesus Christ has done for you. He's done it for one and He's done it for all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, as I have been preaching, you are feeling faith arise in your heart. You know, you're not even trying to believe.
You
are just feeling in your heart, oh, there's something good here. You are feeling it's a different message. You are feeling it's not condemnation. You are saying, oh my God, I love it. That is called faith. You know, you didn't even have to work the faith up. As I was preaching, you find God puts already faith in your heart. It's not difficult to have faith. Everyone that heard my voice now, you have received faith. All that we say is that persuasion that's in your heart. All you do is to say, God, that is truly for me. I give over to the work that you've done upon the cross. I'm not going to try and save myself. I announce today, you are the Savior of all of man. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And by faith, we've made use of this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh man, I tell you, I feel the love of God. I tell you, I feel the love of God for you. I don't know how to explain it. You know, I see in my spirit
I see God with all of His fullness. You know, brooding over you. Like a hen over her cheeks. You've seen a hen with the cheeks, you know? She loves those cheeks. You know, she's not thinking of herself. When she scratches the ground, it's for the cheeks to eat there. You know that love. I see that love. I see how God has brought us close. Man, you are so special to God.
Now
there's no conditions to His love. The condition that there was has been met in Jesus Christ.
The condition
and we bring you hope tonight. As I preach now, you are already feeling that hope in your heart. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you walk in the street, you can walk like somebody that is born of God. Say, God, I believe what Jesus Christ has done. What is done is for me. In that faith you'll experience the manifestation of God in your life. You know, it doesn't help Jesus died 2,000 years ago.
It just 2,000 years ago.
But we cannot feel it today. If people came and they said, well, we are bringing food for every person here, and we are locking it inside the stadium, you know what's going to happen? People will look at the food and die of hunger. But God has not locked it up. He's opened it for every man. He's brought this word. This word is very close to you. This word of God's salvation is already now in your heart, and you can confess today and say, thank you Jesus that you've saved me. I'm a new man. I receive all of your power unto a new life. The Holy Spirit comes. He manifests all of that in your life today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, I've been really blessed by my own word. Amen. But I want to ask Brother Francois.
You've got to tell Brother Francois.
Just come.
As
you know, I know there's also a message in his heart. And to share that which God has put in his heart.
Thank you, my beautiful brother Bertie. You know, the word that we are sharing with you
is
a very powerful word. It's a very personal word. We are not just putting God in a window. You know, when you go to the nice shops, and you do window shopping, then sometimes you can look at a beautiful dress, or beautiful shoes, or a beautiful car, and you think, oh, I can imagine myself wearing that. I can imagine myself driving that car. But you know, you're only doing window shopping. And so many times we read the Bible like that. We are doing window shopping in the Bible.
When's the window shopping in the Bible?
Oh, look at this beautiful story. But I close the Bible. You know, I'm just doing window shopping.
Yeah, window shopping.
But tonight we are declaring to you that in the person of Jesus
Christ,
God has given a mirror. A mirror revelation of who you are. He has revealed you in His Son. It is the most powerful encounter you can have. When faith comes to you and you see yourself through the eyes of God. You know, many times when we preach in Africa, we take our cameras, you know, the digital camera. Then we take photograph of the little children. And then immediately we turn the camera around so that they can see their face in the photograph. Everywhere we go, the children are so surprised to see their own face in the photo. Many of them, they have never seen photograph of themselves.
themselves. The moment they recognize their face in the photograph, they are so glad. They call all their children as their friends. They say, come look here, I'm in the photograph. So we quickly take lots of photographs. And we hold it like this. And the children say, that's me, that's you. We are in the same photograph. And then I tell them, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the good news of great joy, which shall be for zonke, all the people. You know the best news? It is powerless. If I am excluded. But in Christ Jesus, God has revealed you. He has revealed who you really are. He has revealed His love.
So
you can know the truth tonight. And the truth sets you free. I'm
going
to tell you one beautiful story. And then we close the service. Many years ago, my wife Lydia and I, we were just newly married 30 years ago. And we were there in the mountains of Mpumalanga. And while we were there, we met a lady. She was working for nature conservation. And she told us the most beautiful story. It is a true story. She said just about 1 week before we visited there, they released an eagle who was in the cage in Pretoria Zoo.
Amen.
This eagle was in the Pretoria Zoo for 10 years. Now we know that that kind of bird is not made for a cage. It doesn't matter how big the cage is. Doesn't matter how comfortable that cage is. That bird was not designed for that cage. It was designed for freedom. For the open skies. And so this nature conservation person told us that they decided on a date where they would free this bird there in the mountains of Mpumalanga. And that day they were very excited because from Pretoria they carried that bird in a big wooden crate in the Isuzu Baki. They take it all the way to Mpumalanga. They put that cage in the mountain. They opened the door of the cage. Those people from nature conservation, they know something about that bird. Maybe the bird doesn't know it. Maybe that bird does not understand it. But those officers, they know something. They know the truth about this bird. They did today, not
lunch.
This bird is free. It never needs to go back to Pretoria Zoo. It never needs to spend one more day in a cage. It doesn't have to stay in this box. It has been set free. The door was open. But they say they were so anxious. They want to see this bird fly. But after many hours, the bird is just sitting there. The eyes of the bird is a little bit sleepy. Oh, they did not know how to explain to this bird that now it was really free. Because in the mind of this bird, it was still pagati in the cage, in the Pretoria Zoo. But the truth sets us free when we know the truth. She said after many hours, suddenly the bird was looking up with bright eyes. And there in the distance, they could hear the voice of another free eagle. When this bird heard that voice, that voice had power in it. Because it set the bird free. And It saw the mirror of itself. It was like seeing a picture of itself. In that free bird. And you know what happened? That bird no longer needed instructions on how to fly. You know, 10 lessons on flying. When that bird heard the voice of its freedom, the next moment it started flying. And in a short time it was circling in that other bird in the sky. This story is the good news of Jesus Christ. He has come to reveal how free you are because of the love of God. Because of what happened 2,000 years ago. When that big stone was rolled away and that grave was opened, God delivered the human race. But when our minds are still in our past, then the devil closes our eyes to see the truth. That is why we are here in Felice, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Good news of great joy, which belongs to all the people of
Felice.
Every one of you here tonight, you have neighbors. Right now, they are desperate to hear the voice of your call. They are waiting for good news. There is so much bad news in the world. Let us proclaim him. Let us love him. You are God's voice. You are God's message. A changed life is the most powerful influence in this world. The most powerful influence. You are the light of the world, says Jesus. Arise and shine. For your light has come. When the light comes, the darkness flees. We declare the light of God. The true light that enlightens every man over the city of Felice. We declare the goodness of God. We declare the forgiveness of sins. We declare healing and deliverance by the power of the name of Jesus, by the power of the God who created the heavens. He declares you free. God declares revival in Felice, where ordinary people discover their true identity, discover their true innocence, discover themselves in the mirror of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's all stand together. I thank you, Father. You can just translate the prayer. I thank you, Father, for this moment of faith. I thank you that we can stand before you here on planet Earth, here in the Overberg, Overstrand, here in Hermanus, here in Felice. We can stand before the living God in the knowledge of the good news of Jesus. We can discover ourselves in the way that we have all be known. Your word says you knew us before you formed us in our mother's womb. And tonight we have heard the good news. So in our standing before you, Father, we give our lives to you. We say that everything that Bertie preached, everything that Francois spoke, from the word of God, from the voice of heaven, is true about us. We qualify because of the love of God to embrace, to receive the love of God, the power of God unto salvation, unto healing, unto everything that Jesus purchased. We were bought not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, while the musicians are going to just lead us in a wonderful song of worship, I'm
going
to ask all those who need personal prayer to just come and stand right here in front. And I'm
going
to ask the pastors who are here with us from Africa to just come around them. You know, even before Bertie spoke about the love of God, I had a picture in my mind of the mother hen. What is the Khoza word for a mother hen? One of you help us with the Khoza.
It's kukukazi. It's kukukazi.
Just the mother hen calling the little children.
It's kukukazi. It's
under her wing. And I know tonight that the Spirit of the living God is doing that to you. He's showing me a very safe place. A very safe place. Where you never need to fear again. Where you never need to fear again. A place in the heart of God. Where you can live in His life. Praise God.